Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, retail spendies, are we spending?
Are we spending? Not really. So, yeah, let's look at some high-frequency local data, shall we, and take a step back from the sort of tit-for-tat, tariff, tirades that we're seeing in North America. Am I being overly hopeful, Mike, and sort of hoping that at some stage this whole tariff thing will get a bit more dignified and we'll just maybe delusional. That comment has been made before, actually. Yeah. Anyway, card spending. Yeah, what are we doing with our wallets? Look, I'll just refresh your memory on something here, Mike. We've had this issue recently where we've seen these record levels of recent sort of lifts in confidence, consumer confidence and business confidence. But there's still a disconnect between that and what we're actually seeing flow through to the real activity. And I think you can see that to some degree in the card spending numbers. So this is Stats New Zealand, card spending numbers for February, nice and current. Spending in retail industries increased 0.3% in February compared to January. Core retail industries increased 0.5%. But just to sort of put that into context, January saw a 1.4% fall in this series, although we did get a nice boost in December with a 2.4% lift. So you have got a seasonally adjusted lift from January to February, albeit modest. But if we take a bit of a wider lens and we look at the annual numbers, there's really no move in the needle. So very little lift in year-on-year months. And I suppose in related news yesterday, Mike, Briscoe's Group, full-year result, I would call it a like-for-like sales, a statistical decrease in sales for Briscoe's and Rebel Sport. But actually, I'd say it's pretty flat. You know, their gross margin fell a little bit. But look, in such a challenging retail environment, that was a very well result, and the result was well signalled. I didn't actually hear Rod Duke speaking with Ryan Bridges last night. I'm told he was a little frustrated about the government.
Very much so.
Yeah, but
he told them to quote-unquote get their ass into gear.
Oh, well, that's reasonably direct and unequivocal, isn't it? So looking forward to the impact of interest rate falls, and we're still sort of hedging our bets, or we're still sort of, I suppose, placing our bets on the wider retail spending front, that those interest rate falls expected to take effect on people in the second half of the year will lift some of this retail sentiment.
All right, now what does the trachometer, the famed ANZ trachometer, tell us then?
The trucks, what's happening with the trucks? Good folk at ANZ getting out there, counting the cars and the trucks. Well, the light traffic index is a good indicator, as we've said before, in the state of demand. It's flat, Mike, year on year, up 0.1%, although it did get a 0.4% rise in February. Let's take the glass half full approach. It's not fallen away. And, of course, we did see GDP fall away in the last couple of reads. We're waiting to see those Q4 numbers next week. We should see a small rise again. The heavy traffic index, good steer on production. Look, it fell 0.2% in February, Mike, but it did rise strongly in January. The three-month average on that one is actually 4.9% up year on year. So there could be something stirring there, we hope. Is it a green shoot? I wouldn't call that yet. But my interest is peaked in that one, Mike.
Okay. That 2.8, are we happy with that in America?
Yeah, we are happy with that. So this is CPI overnight in the US. We surprised here, cooler than expected inflation for February. Consumer prices up 2.8% in Feb. January, they were up 3, so there's a 4 there. Consensus was sitting at 2.9, so it's a positive beat. Core CPI 3.1, slightly higher for the month. It was 0.2 for the month versus 0.3 expected. Just remember, CPI is not the Fed's preferred measure, but it has given the markets a little bit of a sentiment boost. The thing you got to remember, though, we haven't seen the impact of all this tariff talk yet. We'll get that in the next couple of inflation reads.
Give me some numbers.
Yeah, so the Dow Jones is bouncing around, but let's call it flat. The last I looked, it was up 10 points, 41,442. It is cheering those CPI numbers. The S&P 500 up 28 points, about 0.5%, 5600. And the Nasdaq looking a little healthier. The Tesla price getting a little boost from that little stunt of Musk's and Trump's. So the Nasdaq 17,685. It's up 249 points, 1.43%. The FTSE 100 up 0.5% overnight, 8540. The Nikkei pretty flat really, 36819. The Shanghai Composite was down 8 points, But the Australasian markets were weak yesterday, Mike. The ASX 200 down 1.3%, 7786, and the NSX 50 also down 1.3%, 12,000. 2.249. Kiwi dollar, a little bit stronger against the US, 0.5727, 0.9073 against the Aussie, 0.5249 euro, 0.4414 against the pound, 84.93 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,935 and a little uptick in Brent, nothing serious, $70.88.
Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.